You can add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can safely enjoy again. The CDC has updated its guidance tonight to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID test or going into quarantine. It says vaccinated people should still wear a mask and socially distance. For international travel, vaccinated people could still get a COVID test before flying to the U.S. and be tested soon after arrival. Unvaccinated people are still advised to avoid unnecessary travel, but get tested before and after if they do.
Dimitri talked about this new guidance and the potential it may be misinterpreted with Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco.
I think it's hard to be a politician or a public health official because you want to both give good news and then you're messaging caution at the same time, and it can make people look, you know, sort of like they're going back and forth. I think that definitively, fully vaccinated people can, of course, travel because we have had so much amazingly great news just this last week about the incredible effectiveness of these vaccines, both from the CDC on a big article on Monday across first-line responders, and then Pfizer gave us six-month data of incredible vaccine effectiveness out of 40,000 people worldwide, even across the variants. So all of that good news, you know, it makes sense that, of course, those who are fully vaccinated should be able to have less restrictions, essentially. And that's why the travel guidance was updated. Then we also want to say that we're kind of in the middle of a pandemic still, and that there are cases rising in some places. So we want to keep our masks on if we're fully vaccinated, just because everyone needs to be keeping masks on at this moment until we can get everyone vaccinated. So it feels like it's a back and forth, but it's both trying to give good news and then say we're not totally out of it at the same time.
I know that a new batch of appointments has opened here in the Washington area at places such as pharmacies and Walmarts, but I'm reading that it's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that is available. If you had a patient or anyone who said, I'm not ready to take the Johnson & Johnson, would you say, absolutely, get down there and get it right away? Is it safe and is it effective?
Yes, I like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There's sort of six reasons that I like it. It's one dose and you're done. The second is that the phase 1-2 trial showed what's called immunogenicity went up over time. What I mean is, when they stopped the trials, probably people were still having good antibody, increasing antibody immune responses. I think it's going to look better even over time. Third is that it was tested across the variants and it worked. Fourth is that it was tested in really diverse populations. And then the fifth is my immunity helps your immunity. Me getting a Johnson & Johnson means we all get to immunity faster and we won't even have cases to worry about in the population. And then six is it had a very few side effects. So I really think it's safe and effective, and I take any dose of anything I can get.
We had a woman who called our newsroom yesterday who was very concerned. Somehow she got a dose of one vaccine, possibly Moderna, possibly Pfizer, and then something got mixed up and she may have gotten a different dose of a different brand of vaccine. Is that any reason for alarm?
No, actually it's not. And in fact, we'll look back at this time and say, what does it matter what brand it was? You know, when I give all these vaccines, because I give vaccines very regularly to patients, we just grab whatever vaccine's there because it's just whatever your hospital happened to have. There's really, these are all great and effective vaccines. And in fact, there's some mice data that shows getting one dose of one and another dose of another type can even give a better immune response. There's a UK study going on that. So don't worry if there happened to be some mixture.
Yeah, not that you would want to start out with the mixture, but if it happens, it's hardly the end of the world, is what you're saying.
Correct.
What about variants? Other experts seem to be, I'm just looking at people's tweets and their writings, including yours, other people seem to be much more concerned about the UK variant and others.
The great news, and really it just came out mainly this week, or it started getting messaged, is that there's two papers that show us that our T-cell immunity, our cell-mediated immunity, which is actually the best way that we fight viruses, is completely intact against the variants. One paper was actually published by the NIH itself and was messaged a lot this week from Dr. Redd, and then another paper from Dr. Setti. And so these papers are really showing us our T-cell immunity is preserved against variants. The Pfizer data yesterday from the real world data showed the same thing with the South Africa variant. So I think we can stop worrying so much about the variants and just get our vaccine.
So any word of more contagious, more deadly?
What I'm saying about the variants is, yes, some of them are more transmissible. It is possible that the B117 is more virulent. However, what is the scale? scariest thing is if it will evade our immune response, because we are not in a point where we don't have a tool. We can vaccinate, and that's how we're going to get out of this pandemic. So the scariest thing is if it evaded our immune response, and we're getting really good data this week that that's not happening. And because of that, that is wonderful. And now we just want to get through our vaccines as fast as we can to bring down our cases, even in the face of variants.
A bit of a tough job to grab all the strings that we've discussed and tie them together. What would be your final thought going into this weekend?
You know, my final thought is that it's extremely fair to be optimistic today. It is April 2nd. It is 2021. We have an amazing vaccines. And yes, we still have to get through some time during this pandemic. But the reason the CDC released the guidelines that allowed travel during vaccination is life will get back to normal for those who are vaccinated. And we are getting people vaccinated. So I want people to be cheerful and happy going in to this hopeful weekend in the spring of 2021.
Your positivity is absolutely contagious. And yet, I guess as a journalist, if nothing else, I'm worried that people will hear that travel advice and unprotected, shall we say, go out and travel somewhere.
You know what I think is a very interesting thing, what you just said. The question is, does giving an inch take a mile? Or does giving clear guidance and people can understand that guidance, and some people aren't vaccinated and some people are, will we be able to understand that as the American public? And I am more in favor as an HIV doctor, and I've watched public health messaging towards HIV is giving people clear guidelines and trusting that the American people understand we are not quite out of this at all, and that this is guidelines are for vaccinated.
That's Dr. Monica Gandhi, infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine at UC San Francisco on Skype.